Host province is a bowl, a sere, semi-arid plain ringed by the rugged Hindu Kush mountains. The Shamal River runs diagonally across the province, carrying water from the mountains. With only about 25 inches of rain a year, farmers in Host are dependent on the river, which frequently runs dry. ADT hydrologist Colonel Kevin Sari says 30 years of war have devastated Afghanistan's traditional irrigation system, causing widespread erosion.
Here it's like being on Mars.
To combat the water shortage and soil erosion, Colonel Sari says the ADT plans to build a series of check dams designed to slow the flow of water.
Where we're going to focus our efforts is at the village level, near their fields, in the streams that are further up the mountainsides. We'll do erosion control. Our main effort is to slow the water down before it gets into it. And by slowing the water down, that will make more water available to the farmer to draw from, either to pond or to put into their intake canals, into their fields.
The ADT's first step is to consult with Afghan officials in KLEs, or key leader engagements. Because of security, meetings with provincial authorities are sometimes held in a high, defensible 19th century British fort, which the ADT security team rings with weapons at the ready. In a meeting at the fortified Thani District Center, agricultural expert Sergeant Richard Joyce discusses the ADT plans with the sub-governor.
We identified a village that we're going to go visit today that, one, has a heavily eroded area in which we would like to put some smaller check dams to slow the water down through the village.
The sub-governor says there are lots of villages in his district with erosion problems. Which one is the ADT going to visit? Then there are important gatherings in the mountain hinterlands where the ADT engages the village elders and shuras, or meetings, held under small shade trees at the edge of the clusters of brown mud brick houses. The men gather in tight clots around their leaders. As young boys carouse on the perimeter, a few small adventurous girls watch from the verge. The Afghan women stay hidden in their dwellings. Toting hydrology equipment and a repurposed sniper bag, the Hoosiers then trudge into the mountainous upper reaches of the watershed to find the best spots for check dams. As part of its mission, the ADT also plans to grow healthy ground cover on the near barren ranges that stretch for miles across the province. Sergeant Joyce says the high-protein grass will be dropped by helicopter after the check dams are complete.
And then follow up this winter with what I call as a forage cochia seed that I'm able to purchase through the United States, which is a strong, vigorous plant that will adapt to this region very well. It doesn't require any irrigation, real minimal rainfall, and it'll stabilize the soil in areas where we're not rocking. Then the good other benefit to it is that it's a forage for their livestock.
More on the livestock next week as the ADT Animal Husbandry Mission in eastern Afghanistan gets underway. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing in Host Province, Afghanistan.